It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. For most of us, global warming is something we may be concerned about, but it's not something we've really had to deal with firsthand. Not so for farmers in the Pacific Northwest. They are being affected right now financially. Snow geese from the warming Arctic are showing up in droves and eating the farmers' crops. Reporter Tom Bonsi reports from Washington's Skagit Delta.
Snow geese descend by the thousands on a field at the edge of Skagit Bay in northwest Washington state. They begin to graze. Then a bald eagle flies overhead. The huge flock spooks and takes flight again. It's a picture wildlife photographers would die for. A swarm of white bodies with snazzy black wingtips dip and wheel in unison. Throw in a winter mountain backdrop for good measure. What's not obvious in the captivating scene is the hidden hand possibly played by global warming. Snow goose numbers are way up in northwest Washington and British Columbia's Fraser Delta. Washington State waterfowl manager Don Craigie says the goose population is very sensitive to the weather on their breeding grounds in the high Arctic.
There are some years that the weather is so extreme that they can't nest at all. And so if they have a series of those years, you know, the population can decline, and that's really the driving factor.
But in the last 10 years, temperatures at the breeding grounds used by this flock have risen steadily, the snow goose numbers rising with the mild weather. Russian scientist Vasily Barunyuk monitors gosling survival there on Wrangel Island in Siberia.
Now we have early spring and early snow melt. It's good for geese.
Come autumn, the birds head south to spend the winter near Vancouver, B.C. and northwest Washington. Some go further to Oregon and California. The flocks are huge. The Wildlife Agency counted 80,000 snow geese in the Skagit and Fraser deltas this season.
Repeatedly, there are studies that show the effects of warming and changes on some of these Arctic populations. Some of them in positive, some of them negative. You know, this may be one I think that's probably benefited from the better weather conditions during the breeding season.
Craigie and the visiting Russian scientists hesitate to make a definitive connection between global warming and the rising goose numbers. Barunyuk says Wrangel Island had a period of localized warming in the 1930s. What is certain is that the snow geese are wearing out their welcome with some landowners. Dairy farmer Fred Folkertsma is unsure if he's on the bleeding edge of global warming, but he is sure the goose population is costing him. A few weeks ago, he had a nice green field of grass behind his dairy. Now there's as much goose poop as grass.
Well, it should be about 4 or 5 inches tall, and it's not even an inch tall. Yeah, the geese have devoured it in a matter of days.
Okay, so how far have they eaten it down?
Right down to the dirt.
Folkertsma tried to chase away the huge flocks on his four-wheeler with noisemakers and scarecrows to no avail.
I have to make up for with effort buying more hay at $180 a ton, you know, so I figure it cost me several thousand dollars.
Dairy farmers appear to be the most put out, but geese also nibble on winter wheat and rye. Flying rats, spat one seed farmer. Folkertsma calls them MIGs, seeing as these birds fly from Russia.
Hunters come and, like, they'll shoot 10 and 10,000 come to the funeral, so to speak. It's a As soon as the hunters leave, they're back again. It just, you can't win.
There's no provision to compensate farmers for crop damage, but Washington State is talking about maybe extending the hunting season. California and Canada are too. There's high hunter interest. A special snow goose hunt lottery in Washington State drew 4 times as many entries as there were available permits. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Skagit County.